Good morning and welcome to Game Slackers on UMFM 101.5. Persona!
It's finally here!
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's pretty funny. So, yeah, we're going to talk about personas, not the abstract idea by Carl Jung.
Although that plays a huge part of it.
I guess you're right, which is interesting. But we're going to talk about Persona, I guess specifically the fifth one that was just released.
Yes, we are.
And then maybe the other ones, because I haven't actually played 5. I've been watching a playthrough because I know I'm bad, but I also don't own a PlayStation 4. So
I won't judge you harshly on it.
Yeah, I was like thinking. I'm like, I'm done with Breath of the Wild. I was like, we could swap.
Not until
Persona. Megan's not even. Yeah. So Persona is a series that it's sort of each time it's new, but it takes similar things like the personas themselves, okay, and the idea of this other self.
Your true self.
Yeah.
So your persona is what you wear in front of people in the real world.
Yeah.
This is my persona of an artist. This is my persona as a sports nut. This is my persona as a tough guy trying to seek vengeance on the murder of my best friend.
I was like, I don't think that happens in Persona yet.
There was murder. Not in 5, but there was in 3, and there was a lot in 4.
In 4, I was like, I'm pretty sure also 4. Yeah, but 5 is interesting because it's, so I think they all take place in Japan.
This one is specifically so intensely Japanese.
Oh, yeah, well, you go to Shibuya, you take the train, right? You go to bathhouses.
Yeah, you can go to the used bookstores at Rain Rampant over there.
Yeah.
There is...
There's a lot of cool stuff. I've actually seen comparisons of, like, real-life locations and then in-game screenshots of Persona 5, and they're very, very close. It's really cool.
I've seen it, and actually the graphics are so close that you kind of have to, like, mm-hmm, take two looks at it, like, was this video game rendered, or is this real life?
Yeah,
is this just fantasy?
Yeah, I personally think the style is the strongest out of all the personas. This like red and black pop out style, but also a little bit of that.
Well, they've been getting there slowly with all their Persona 4 spinoffs. They've been slowly building up to this particular aesthetic.
I would even say Persona 4, the Golden, which was like the redid version of Persona 4 for like the Vita, like that really bumped up a lot of the.
Sort of that street art style.
Yeah, I guess like graffiti. I see what you mean. I think it's more like a pop art
or a hip hop
graphic design kind of thing. Like the design in Persona 5 is really cool.
There's
a lot of what was I trying to say? They use that, that pasted, cut it and paste letter style. I don't know, ransom note letter style.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. They do that a lot. And it works really well because you're
a collage sort of style too.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of good artsy stuff.
It's really hard to explain.
Yeah, that. Well, even the synopsis is like, you're someone who has broken the law, and
which is different from 4, where you were someone who's trying to solve mysteries and stay within the law.
Yeah, I personally thought 5. Right off the bat was a lot darker because of the fact that you are like it makes it known that you are I'm gonna say this now, there will be spoilers, like I'm not gonna spoil the ending for you, which I have watched, but
you're not allowed to spoil it because
no, I
want to find out for myself,
but there will be spoilers, little like I haven't watched the whole playthrough. I know I'm bad. I watched the ending.
Shame.
I just wanted to know. Yeah.
Okay, so yes, you are a criminal from the outset. You have been expelled from your old school.
But you're 16,
yes.
So I don't like... And also the crime, which you know what the crime is right away. You assaulted some guy who was attacking a woman or harassing a woman. Like, it was totally just, but he sued you.
And you got, sued and sent away.
Yeah.
Now you're on probation.
Yeah.
And you're living in a Combination Curry Coffee House.
Yeah, no, I like the location.
I really like the owner, Sakura-san.
Yeah, he's interesting. That I haven't got to the point where he explains why he took you in.
He hates you so much from the get-go. He's like, yeah. Don't you cause me any trouble, because as soon as you do, I'm kicking you right out, and no one's going to help you here.
It is understandable. Like, he's technically a felon, letting a felon. Like, I do feel it is a little bit of an extreme circumstance, because once again, he's like 16 years old and hasn't showed any other behavior that's like, you know, he hasn't pushed anybody else to cause them grievous injury, but they're just like, nah, he gets to be. I guess that's why he's not locked up, but.
Well, considering the first two games, you are a new transfer student who is welcomed.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, just being quiet. Right off the hop, you're like, you're a criminal and they're going to spread rumors about you. And you are.
The teachers at the school say stuff like the you get dropped into it, and it's sort of like everybody is kind of mean to you. And you're like, oh, this is awesome.
No, I was like, this sucks. And I don't feel welcome here.
No.
So you end up making friends with the other delinquent.
Yeah. I like him. Ryuji. He's Ryuji. Cute. He's Yeah,
and he kicks off the whole story where he is in a feud with a teacher who
was an Olympic award winner, volleyball player,
a gold medalist volleyball star, who is now a lowly gym teacher.
Yeah.
And this plays into your first mission because he ends up being your first major villain. It's pretty obvious from the get-go.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is that you are thieves.
Yes.
So that's you, and
you steal people's hearts.
Yeah. I'm like, it is a little confusing if you've never played Persona before, because you do, so you go.
You steal the manifestation of their desires, which.
Yeah.
It comes
you
out.
You go into their palace, which.
Is a dungeon.
Yeah, but it's basically a dungeon, and you go in the dungeon. I like the upgrades to this, because this is sort of one of my complaints about Persona, is the freaking dungeon grinding. Like, in Persona 4, I did so much of that, and I'm so over it. In this one, it gives you the map.
Yes.
Like, usually. Like, or you have to find it, but it gives you the map.
And it doesn't change randomly like it did in Persona 3. It will always stay the same floor plan.
Yeah. Well, which makes sense, because you have to come back multiple times to try and... The first thing you have to do is try to find where the heart is, or try to find the easiest way to get there, and then you send a calling card.
Which warns the person and freaks them out to the point where their treasure, their inner heart, will manifest.
Yeah, in the palace. Yeah, it's a little, I feel like Persona in general is a little convoluted, but it's like all really enjoyable. And you just, like, I personally like the idea, the upgrades to the RPG, as in, like, you get sort of a stealth section. A little bit of wandering around the palaces.
Yeah, so it gives you a lot more actions to do where you can hide in corners, you can sneak up on people, shadows, your enemies.
Yeah.
And, you didn't get a chance to do that. Like, you can sneak up and run behind them and hit them with a sword if you had a sword, but you couldn't just...
It was tedious to get behind them. Like, there was no point.
But if they see you and they ambush you, it raises alarms in this palace.
Yeah.
Was disturbing to me, because I'm like, this should be an easy battle. Oh, no, I got surrounded.
And then raising the alarms, it causes more bad guys to appear.
I may have gotten angry a couple times because of that stupid ambush thing. So I may have turned my PlayStation off for a little while to cool off. You know what? But the game's good enough that I came back instead of being like, I am not doing this no more. I am not playing Persona anymore. I am too mad at it.
I don't know. I always find Persona kind of an easy game. Sorry, Megan.
Well, you know what? You're not actually playing it.
It's true. But I found Persona 4 pretty easy. It's just like, you know, you have to put the 120 hours in. That's all. Another thing I do really like, though, is how you get personas. Because it's different than in Persona 4, which was like by cards, I feel.
3 and 4 did the card system, but this is actually a callback to the first two.
Which I think is actually great, because I think it makes more sense and it's kind of a cooler way to get personas.
So what you do is, if you happen to knock the monsters down.
Well, all of the monsters are technically personas.
When if you can knock them down, and with critical hits or whatever, you can negotiate with them. You can ask them to give up money. You can ask them to give up items, or you can ask them to be your new friend.
Yeah, so, which I think is a really, like you said it was before, but whatever, me. I haven't played the first two.
This would be from the first two, and I think the original Shin Megami Tensei games, which is what Persona is based off of, by the way.
Yes, back, yes.
So you can, negotiate and be like, hey, you want to fight on my side?
And then they're like, oh yeah, I remember that I'm a Persona. Here, I'll be your mask now.
I'm not actually an angry horseman.
Yeah, that's another thing that I really like. So the thing is, you don't know that they are your personas, kind of. Because if you played a Persona game, they're the same from previous games, mostly. So there's like...
Well, there's one that always looks like Hulk Hogan that I'm like, ew.
That's funny. Yeah, there's a lot of weird personas. But... they will give them weird names because these monsters don't actually remember who they are. So they'll be like angry cackling bird or something, you know, like they'll be weird names. And then when you finally get them to realize that, oh yeah, wait, I'm a persona, then they're like, oh, then they have the name. But I like that. I think that's a cool detail.
If you already happen to have one in your party, such as Succubus.
Yeah.
She'll be like, oh, you have another succubus in your party. Take these items.
Oh,
thank you.
Hey,
it's much easier to know.
Tip.
Yeah, it's a good way of negotiating with them, being like, oh, yeah, I already got you. So you can just give me all your
money. We're cool. Yeah, we're friends. Look, we're friends.
I have all the succubus in my party.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst example I could think of.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
But all the personas are based off of creatures and gods from different pantheons.
Yeah, there's Egyptian,
there's African,
Japanese,
there's Japanese, there's Christian.
Yeah, you're right. There's archangels and stuff.
Hindu, Norse, Greek. There is
Greek. Yeah, I was
it's Chinese.
Yeah, I can't, there's a lot. I don't even know how many personas there are. There's I've never collected all of them in number four. Never.
I'm going to work on it.
That was not a fun, that was not a fun part of Persona for me. So in Persona, they have a merging feature for you to get more powerful personas. And in this one, they do it because you're a prisoner.
This one's pretty gruesome.
It's pretty gruesome. Once again, I thought this was a very dark persona.
Three was tarot. Four was also still tarot, was it not?
It's always tarot.
Yeah, but they just sort of combine them and wham, cards combined.
Yeah, no, it's just this one, they put them in
they put them in a guillotine.
Yeah, they each get to go. So you get to pick two, or there's more, but...
Well, I haven't gotten... to the multiple fusions
yet. But you pick two personas and then they get their heads chopped off and they turn into a new persona. You know, like in real life. That's how it works. But that's, which once again, the guillotine is pretty especially since it's something that your personas are the things you fight alongside with you. And then you're like, bye.
So long.
So
farewell.
Long. I want a bigger one. Yeah.
And they look so sad when they're getting ready to.
Yeah. Well.
Well, I guess you shouldn't be happy when you have an old style French blade.
Yeah. I definitely feel that this is a very. It really. People are really mean in this one, I feel.
And you know. Okay. So in order to fuse your personas or learn anything about them, there is this section of the game called the Velvet Room, which is manned by Igor, and in this time it is two characters, Caroline and Justine, which is weird that they have two because
they usually have one.
Yeah, just one. And I do know the spoiler is that they are supposed to be one entity, and Igor sounds very different than he used to.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest things Yeah, so I've played a lot of Persona 4, and you do hang out with Igor, who is this guy who tells you about personas and stuff.
He is creepy enough to look like a villain. He looks like he should be a bad time.
And, even in Persona 4, he looks creepy, but he's sort of like a nice guy. In this one, he has a totally different voice, and it's very scary. Like, it's one of the first things you hear, too. And he's just not pleasant. Like, he's a scary voice.
Now, initially, I thought this was because the original voice actor, Igor, I think, don't check me on this, but I think he had passed away after doing the recording for 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, man, they chose a really weird new voice for this. Apparently not. Apparently that is something that's going to affect the story later.
Yes, I already know.
You already know, but our listeners don't.
I know, but that's why I was sort of like, let's not. So people, yeah, because I feel that's a pretty big spoiler. But yeah, Igor was a nice guy. I also kind of chalk it up to the fact that every room is different. Each velvet room is different. Like, one time it's a car.
Yes, the car was
4?
4. Yes, it was 4. Because an elevator was 3.
Oh, jeez.
The elevator was because you're climbing up a huge tower, a never-ending tower.
Okay.
I don't know why the car in 4, but it was a limousine.
Yeah, I remember the limousine.
And it seemed to work.
Yeah, it worked. And then this time it's like a big old jail cell area.
You were stuck in a jail cell.
Yeah, you're a prisoner.
And in Persona Q, the crossover of 3 and 4, the elevator broke. So there's pieces of elevator everywhere.
Well, then how do you talk to what's-his-face?
He wasn't there.
His
attendants were manning the place.
Okay.
So you had Margaret, Elizabeth, and Theodore. All three of the attendants from...
Yeah.
No, just listen to me explain it.
Persona 4 and 3.
Yes. And Persona 3 for the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
Where you had a male attendant instead
Not
of female.
Not the Vita, the PSP.
The one for the handheld.
I know, because I have this one.
So, yeah, you have those three.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how these two, Caroline and Justine, are going to play into this yet.
Okay.
Because she
sounds. Spoil things for you.
Because when you make your social links, which is a thing that's big in the Persona.
There's so much in Persona, we forgot to put social links.
I didn't.
I totally forgot that that was that's like a huge part of the. We'll explain that in a sec. Jeez.
Where was I? I was talking.
You do a social link with.
Oh, yeah. When you do a social link, a voice that sounds a lot like Elizabeth comes up. And you don't see where she's coming from or where this voice is coming
from. Oh, in 5?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's a good point. Because I was trying to figure out whose voice that was.
It sounds a lot like Elizabeth.
Okay. That I believe you. That totally makes sense. So yeah, the social links are like one of the biggest parts of Persona. The other
and yet
part
you
is
forgot it.
I know, but it's like we were talking about, I guess, the RPG and other stuff. But social links are like you go out and hang out with people or do stuff with people
and hear their sad backstories.
Yeah, basically. And then you bond with them, and that ups your social links. And usually, and actually not usually, they are all corresponded with one of the Arcana from the tarot.
Major arcana.
Major, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So you have Temperance, Emperor, Empress, Hierophant,
Chariot,
Fool, which Moon. Is always yours.
Yeah, the Fool is always the main character, which is, I think, is a great. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Sun, Moon,
Star,
I'm missing.
Priestess.
Priest and Priestess, yeah. There's
so many.
Death.
Yeah, I was.
There's a couple more in there.
Strength.
Hermit.
Yeah. Yes, Hermit. I don't know who the Hermit is.
So you make friends with people corresponding to all of this. Oh, and Magician. Magician's always my favorite.
Which also, each of the personas is under one of these major arcana as well. So it like is a boosty thing. So if you have like,
say you're rank 3 with a magician
guy,
and
a magic man.
You get certain added bonuses. You level up any your persona that you summon in that particular arcana.
Mm-hmm.
You can like compare them to Pokemon types, really, without the rock, paper, scissors aspect.
Yeah, no, that's true. Because, they're like a lightning persona and then a wind persona.
A death persona.
Yeah. There's a lot of, I would say one of the most, the most fun parts of Persona is the fact that there's, a million personas and they all look really cool.
And like, you can customize them in different ways.
Yeah, all of the art for Persona 5, I think, is really great. And that was another thing I was going to say, is they have stylized the characters more in this one. Even in the art, yes. Well, I can tell because I'm a big old nerd. But you can definitely tell that there's just, like, they're way looser with sort of anatomy and stuff in the artwork, which is totally fine. Like, these people have long limbs, but
I think it was a fixing of the Cryware engine, which they used for all of the PS2, PS3 games for this. It's the running engine.
Yeah.
They use it for Tales of Symphonia, too, by the way.
But this is probably... Yeah, okay.
Well, this is better.
Yeah, I was like, this looks way so...
Well, it's a much cleaner moving game, but yeah. That's
your... Yeah.
You hush.
Yeah.
You see how much they sass me?
My Tales of whatever, just it's not disdain. I like Persona. I think Persona has a lot of good things that people like in a game, and it's in one game, and that's why, once again, I think it's like a minimum, like... If you sped through it, you could maybe do it in 40 hours, but that's like...
Why would you want to?
Yeah, once again, I think 120 is like a good ballpark for a Persona game. There's
120 hours of my life.
Well, it's true. There's just so much to do in it because, once again, so you have that RPG dungeon and then you have your social link stuff.
Also, there are certain social links that you can't go and obtain unless you are smart enough or strong enough.
There's so much stats.
So if you study and do well in school, your knowledge will go up. If you can brave scary movies, your bravery will go up.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, your guts. They call it guts.
And then you can also date people. Like, this is also a dating sim. You can only date girls, but, you know... But I guess that's an extra bonus. Like, there's just, you know, it's a dating sim. It's a
social. What happens if you decide to date multiple girls?
Oh, my God. I've also seen what happens when you do that.
Okay, because I know it wasn't that big of a deal in 3, but it was a huge deal in 4.
It's a huge deal in this one as well.
Well, then, I guess I am not going to automatically start dating. I guess I'll be a good boyfriend.
And only have one. Yeah, that's the only thing.
At one time.
The thing is, once again, this is a 120-hour game, so I don't want to go back just so to romance another girl for through 120 hours. Like, why can't I just do it all in one? But no, it definitely punishes you for that, which is, well, once again, I don't know if it punish, but, like, it won't, like, down your social links, but...
You definitely
they'll look at you and be like,
well, I think that kind of stops your social link in its tracks.
Oh,
I think that was one of the things, like, if you broke somebody's trust,
you're done.
You couldn't go any further. You decide to date around and you deserve what you get. There is consequences to the actions in this game.
That's true. Yeah. Well, same thing, like, it does that thing. You do get automatic game overs, though, if you don't steal a person's heart in time. Just so you know, Megan. Because I know Megan hasn't beat the first palace yet.
I have.
Okay.
Before I got here, before I left home, I actually did beat it.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I...
Which I feel is, like, honestly, that's the tutorial level. Like, you've done the tutorial now.
Now, finally, the training wheels are off.
Yeah. Now, what is this, like, 6 hours in or more than that? Like, 10?
Okay, that's my one big complaint, is to get started in playing this game. It takes so long to get through all of the first chunk.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, story, like, leading you around to be like, you can't go here, and your cat doesn't let you go out.
Your cat demands you sleep now.
Yeah, the cat. Yeah. So I personally love Morgana. So Morgana is the...
Cute animal character.
Cute animal character. But Morgana's kind of sassy.
Morgana is a party member who is also a cat.
Yeah.
And it's taken over the role of Teddy from 4.
Yeah, and which you, like, you've said you like better.
I like Morgana better.
I also like Morgana. I don't dislike Teddy, though, but I really like Morgana. I think they're good character, like, fun, cute looking, a little sassy.
Morgana isn't dressed like a clown.
No, that's true. Aw, poor Teddy. Teddy is a little... Teddy's cute.
Well, yeah, sort of.
But yeah, but Morgana hangs out with the main character. Obviously, like, that's how it goes, right?
Takes the form of a legitimate cat. Yeah, looks in the like real world.
A cat. And tells you that you can't go out after certain times.
Morgana acts as your mom.
Yeah, which is understandable because you once again, you're technically a criminal.
Clean your room, make more lock picks, study, oh, yeah. Go to bed. What did I tell you? Go to bed.
Could be a good... Yeah, don't go downstairs. You can't leave this house.
Oh, Morgana. So, yes, I have finally finished the first palace. Yep. I'm going to keep playing this. And one last note, you actually get help from the network from other people who are playing.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yes. There are times when you can use... I forget what they're called, but, like, use these... tickets or something that you get to
help from the guild members.
Yes, yeah. Which I you know what? That's fine. That's cute because you get to name your own thief network, right? Like that. So
I haven't gotten too far in that one.
Yeah, but that's so I would just because everybody has their own thief group, right? So you can go help other people,
which is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, which is pretty. Yeah.
So I would highly recommend this game if you want something to get yourself lost in. If you like building relationships and some really, really dark stuff in a lot of Japanese culture.
Yeah, it's pretty. You know what? There's a lot of pretty. I think it's the darkest. I honestly didn't really play. Or I did play almost all the way through 3, but.
It's definitely a good addition to the series.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's what a lot of people will like. It has a lot of things for everybody. Once again, like there's a lot of game to it, but it also has, you know what, RPG, dating sim.
Dramatic storyline.
Yeah, there's a lot. Persona, I don't know. They're always good, to be honest.
And it doesn't treat you like an idiot. You are expected to, you know... learn from this too.
No, exactly.
It doesn't cover things up in cutesy stuff. It tackles real world, real troubles.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll take it with a grain of salt because it's still Persona.
You should, but at the same time, it doesn't. It's not like, oh no, you are too young to understand what's going on here.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, that's everything I've got for this week. I'm going to go back and play more Persona.
Persony.
Maybe I'll have another palace done by next week.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably have watched the playthrough by then. Finish watching.
You're not
going to
want to play it if you keep watching playthroughs.
I don't know when I will. I probably still will. It does look fun enough that I would still play it after watching my... I'm on like a lot of hours swinging watching this playthrough. Yeah.
All right, everybody, you have a good week and a good weekend. Keep slacking.
Yeah, play some games. See ya.